Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from Let Your Kingdom Come, a book that I put out with, that you can get at Amazon.com, actually, or right here if you want the PDF. It's in two parts right here at the beginning of this series, series number one and number two. You can have the two PDFs. It couldn't go in all in one PDF, so I put it in two. Anyway, we're in Isaiah 62, and we're tracing through the Bible, right now through the book of Isaiah, those things that have to do with the coming kingdom of God. There are many people denying all these things that the prophets talked about. People in the church, I'm talking about, saying that these things aren't really going to happen, that we need to spiritualize or allegorize all these things, and that's an impossibility. God's word is true, literally true. It will happen. And I'm glad to be able to announce to you those things. Isaiah 62, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. There in chapter 62, it's comforting to know that Jesus will do whatever it takes to keep his promise to his people. Moving on, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you. And your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. There it is again, that encouragement to failing hearts. Like Boaz of old, he will not sleep, as it were, until he has settled this inheritance business, this marriage business. He's working on it as we speak. Moving on in that same chapter, indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. His reward is with him. Echoes of the book of Revelation, haven't you heard? Yes. Moving on, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Well, we ought to have a little pity, just a little, for those who must find a way to take away the literal and make everything figurative. Zion, it's got to mean something. Jerusalem, that means something else. Gentiles, well, I don't know what that means. A new name, a praise in the earth. Why change all these meanings? Why not just enjoy what God has said? The Jews were not wrong to expect what God had promised. They were wrong not to realize that the beginning of the fulfillment of that promise was within their grasp, in their very face. Nor are we wrong to believe in a literal fulfillment of all God and Jesus have promised us. Isaiah 65, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall the days of my people be, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. Dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Later we'll talk about the end of death. The end of death. You say, when Jesus comes, isn't that the end of death? No, there is a transitional kingdom, the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus, where there's some things that will be going on. Death will be one thing, but notice how it's extended, how life is extended so greatly. Death will not end until the close of the 1,000-year reign. You can read that in Revelation 20. Then look at the houses, vineyards, trees, wolves, lambs, lions, all earthly things with heavenly characteristics in Emmanuel's land. There's 1,000 years here, and then we go off into eternity where some of these things make no sense for sure. But on this earth, they make a lot of sense, and we've got to finish this earth before we go to the new heavens and the new earth. So Isaiah closes with one more look at the kingdom that should set us thinking for some time. He says in chapter 66, I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape I will send to the nations, to Tarshish and Pul and Lud, who draw the bow, and Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame, nor seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses and in chariots and in litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Ah, here it is again then. All the nations gathered, as in Matthew 24 and 25. Messengers sent to places on the planet who even then will not have yet heard of the Lord's return and rule. Offerings being brought to Jerusalem. Do you see all these themes? They're in all the prophets and the Psalms all the way back. Priests and Levites are there. All human beings made to worship the Lord in that day. All unrepentant sinners' corpses visible to all as a reminder of the grace of God to the redeemed. Now, spiritualize all of that, you who would twist the scriptures to your liking. There is one item, however, that needs some understanding. The new heavens and the new earth are spoken of in John's revelation, and so it seems, as following the millennial reign. Here, and back in chapter 65, I mentioned it, they seem to be a part of the kingdom days. Well, the last two chapters of Revelation that talk about the new heavens and the new earth do seem to be of a different caliber. No death, no temple. Yet there are still nations and a new Jerusalem, and all still on the earth where the tabernacle of God has descended. So has Isaiah slipped over into eternity beyond the millennium? One thing is certain. We do not abrogate one passage of Scripture to make way for another. That's how Islam's book works, not ours. Somehow Isaiah and John saw the same vision of the future. John and so many of the prophecies make it plain that there is a middle kingdom, a transitional kingdom between where we are now and where we are going into eternity. Isaiah does blend them into one in a couple of places. Well, so be it. We'll just let it go at that. As we move next time to Micah. Micah, 700 BC, the kingdom, and Micah. Thank you so much again for listening. Do look around the site. We have over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasturelands, or buying one of those books at Amazon.com, this one in particular. Or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. And I'll share details of our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men and our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women. Meanwhile, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. This audio is being released on September 15, 2022. Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.